him. He's fascinated by human beings. He can't, and it's like trying to understand the creatures under the microscope, and because he has no emotions as such, no glands, he has to try and make sense of what it is we do. Why, when we have, from his point of view, the smallest fraction of time in which to live a life, do we waste so much of it and believe such strange things? And he's constantly trying to understand human beings, and he always gets things wrong, and he creates for himself a world which is a sort of mirror image of our own. There are no colours in it. He's not very good at getting the insides of things smaller than the outsides. It's a world completely outside time. But he adopts a human girl as a daughter, and he gets involved with human beings in an attempt to study them, and does all, in fact, all the things that a researcher should not do.